This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And it's a perfect place for Canadians to come and enjoy the sunshine. And I'm always inviting Hannah Mary McKinnon to do that. And I'm so happy she's on the program today because she has a great new book. It's called The Revenge List. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Patsy. How are you?
Okay. Well, it's so wonderful to talk to you again. Of course, you are the girl with the most diabolical mind.
You say that every year, I think.
I do. You're so sweet, and you have this lovely voice, and you sound so gentle, and then I get this book, and oh, boy. what a book. Page Turner, for sure. And, of course, this one is, I really, I mean, you know, your books are always so great, but I love the way you open the book, with the way you introduce your main character, Frankie. I liked her right away. I could not really relate to her for her actions, but I could understand having, let's say, in this time of the world, some real anger issues.
Yes, she definitely has some anger issues. And what you said, that you understood her, that makes me so happy, because as I was writing her character, I felt that some people or many people might not relate in the way she deals with her anger, but they would then understand why she is so angry. And that was really important to me, so I'm glad that worked.
Well, it does. And as, of course, you know, with the name, The Revenge List, we've got somebody who's got some anger issues. And what do you want to tell about the story? Because I think you've really captured somebody here in Frankie Morgan. I did relate to her in the fact that I understood the feeling of frustration that she was going through. So tell us about Frankie Morgan.
Well, basically, the book is the story of an anger management group therapy exercise gone terribly, terribly wrong. So Frankie ends up in anger management group sessions because of an altercation with a client at work. She works construction. She's a project manager for her father's business. Something happens, and she ends up in anger management, which she has agreed to go to, much to her, well, reluctance, really. And in the first session, she is tasked with writing a forgiveness list. So a list of the names of people, basically, who she feels have wronged her in the past and whom she could work to forgive. Of course, Frankie doesn't really want to forgive anyone because she doesn't like them, hence why they're on her list.
I think that's why I related to that part.
And so she writes this list. She thinks it's a pointless exercise. It's not going to work, but she does it anyway. And then the list
goes. It goes. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
And then one by one,
we don't want to tell people what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. Because, I mean, when you're going to write a revenge list, and I love how you wrote about the anger. The class, I could feel like Frankie having to sit there and listen to that and look around her at all the other angry people, and sort of and making her more angry.
Basically, yeah, it was almost. There's a conversation with her brother later on in the book where he asks her, "How's anger management?" and she says, "Counterproductive."
The way you write it, now, I've never been to an anger management. I've never been to any of I wouldn't do it, first of all. But because I don't like all that sharing and stuff. I'm sorry, people, but it's important. You do it. If you're angry, go to one of these classes. But certainly the way you write about it, it's so, I don't know if it's so realistic. Did you go to an anger management class just to check it out?
No, I didn't. And you know what? I would have felt basically, like an intruder to
do that.
A spy. Yeah. Even if I hadn't used anything, if I'd gone to a session like that, I just would have felt it would have been wrong, you know, to go. But I did speak to a number of psychologists, and one of them, AF Brady, a good friend of mine, she read through that particular scene, and she said, yeah, that sounds about right. So
I mean, I thought it was so good. It's such a great scene. You know, with so many of your books, all of your books, I want to film them. You know, if I had money and if I win the lottery, you know, I had a lottery winner from Canada. He won $1 billion in Canada. The largest lottery winner in Canada. He was a guest on my program. He wrote a book about it.
Wow.
Now, if I got that, then one of the books that I would I'd option all of your books. What the heck? You know, I'd put because you have these wonderful scenes that are so cinematic. I saw that scene in my head. I'm looking, I had this sort of creepy feeling. I'm sort of looking to my left. I'm looking to my right. Are these people in my, you know, in my room here while I'm sitting in my reading chair? Did they sneak in? Because you write it. So it's just so great.
Oh, thank you. Well, I tend to write what I see in my head, you know, if I visual, because I'm quite a visual writer, so I'll think about the scene and what does it look like, and then I'll write what I see. So the fact you say that it's cinematic and you can see what I've written, that makes me really happy. Thank you. That's such high praise.
Yeah, well, I'm always praising you. I mean, I've been praising you since the...
That's true.
Because first, I love to say Hannah Mary. I don't know. I just love to say Hannah Mary. If I had been your sister, I would have. Well, my sister, you know, also has a middle name, and she didn't like us to use it. She just, you know, so if to annoy her, I would use it, of course.
Of course. That's what siblings do.
I mean, you know, a little anger management there. Now, have you ever written a. Now, this is a forgiveness list. It's not really, it's not a revenge list. I mean, you're not.
Yes.
I actually wrote a revenge list.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I wrote a real revenge list, and I'm working on it, as a matter of fact. Because, and I have 10 names on it.
Should we ask why?
Well, you know, they deserve it. They deserve it. And they are going to be, they are 8 lawyers and a producer who stole my work.
Oh, boy.
And I sued them, which was a stupid thing to do when you're young and in Hollywood. You don't sue anyone.
Wow. I don't have a revenge list, I have to say. I don't have a revenge or forgiveness list, either or. I don't have one. I remember holding a bit of a grudge towards somebody who wasn't very kind to me in high school. And funnily enough, we had a high school reunion, and we were talking, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to go. And I went along, and this person was there, and we started talking, and they couldn't remember actually because I. They said, oh, you know, high school was so much fun, and I countered that well, it wasn't for me, I really didn't like it. And they were really shocked and surprised and asked why, and I said, well, mainly because of you. And they were so apologetic and so lovely, and I remember thinking, okay, I was feeling anxious, and I was still mad about what had happened. This was about 10 years after we finished high school. And I set all of that down, and all of that baggage down, and I never picked it up again. It was quite a informative moment.
It was. Well, you know, with Frankie, of course, I love that the fact that she's in construction, and you know, you've given her a nice position there. And we're not going to tell people what happens, but there are so many aspects to this story. Of course, she's a wonderful character. And then there's the dynamics with her father and her past and her brother, also great characters. And you have all these little twists and turns so that we are kept guessing what's going to happen. And I think you must have a lot of fun in working that out.
I did, actually. I had a lot of fun planning the book. And right at the beginning, right in before even chapter one, there is actually Frankie's forgiveness list. So it's who's on there, why, and then she's giving them a rating from 1 to 10, of 1 being the most difficult to forgive, for the and 10 being the lowest. And I remember writing the list down, thinking, even really before I started plotting much more, thinking, okay, so who would be on the list? What's their name? Why are they on there? What did they do? Or what does she perceive as what they did? And how bad is the grudge she's bearing against them? So I already had fun in that stage, and I was cooking up the reasons why somebody would land on Frankie's so-called forgiveness turns into a revenge list. And then plotting the story out, I did have a lot of fun with Frankie, because she's, you know, she carries a certain amount of anger. Obviously, people who pick up the book should expect that she is angry, but not throughout 360 odd pages, because that would be exhausting. There are pockets of humor in there as well.
Oh yes.
And she was just so much fun to write, because she says things and does things that are off the cuff, and she dares to really voice things that I would never say. So that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun writing her.
Well, exactly. You know what I liked about her is that, you know, she's got this baggage, but there's also something, I kept wanting something good to happen for her. You know, I wanted it so badly, and I'm trying to think along the way, what is going to happen? What will be something good for her? And there's something, and I think that people will enjoy the twists, and it's just a fun read.
Thank you. I hope people enjoy the twists too, and that they can't see them coming. When they see the list at the beginning, they wonder, ooh, what did that person do to Frankie? Why are they on the list? Because that's part of the fun of reading the book, I hope, too.
Yes.
Is finding out not only what happens to Frankie, but why the people are on the list in the first place. What happened to Frankie in the past that made them deserve a spot?
Oh, and I do like her neighbor. And
yes, Edith, the annoying neighbor.
Yeah. I think people tend to have them. My annoying neighbor actually might be listening, so I can't say. We have a condo development, and there are three buildings, and well, people are always coming to me and say, "How can I write my book?" You know, I get a lot of input from people, I just want to say, if you're listening, I do forgive you for taking my laundry out of the dryer and throwing it all over the table.
Oh no!
For everybody to see. Oh. So
next time, please fold it.
Yeah, exactly. Do it. But I just think it was when you got this idea, well, it just popped into your head.
Not really. No. So what happened was I had an idea for a book, and I thought it was really cool and interesting, and my agent did too. We were geeking out about this idea, and we sent it to my editor, and she said, "No, I think that's too quiet. You know, what else do you have?" So I pitched another one, and that got turned down, and then a third one, and I didn't think the third one would fly, but I thought, well, this is what I've got at the moment, you know. And sure enough, that one got turned down as well. And all of them, my editor said, they just seem not quite high concept enough and just too quiet. And I thought, oh my gosh, too quiet. I'll give you too quiet. What's not quiet? An angry person. Ooh, what can I do with that? So it really sparked from me being a little bit frustrated with the situation, not with my editor, she's absolutely lovely, or my agent, she's lovely too, but just frustrated with myself that I wasn't coming up with something that met their expectations, you know, and thinking, oh no, I'm going to miss my deadline, panic, quiet, what's not quiet, an angry person, and then I was off. That was the spark. It was pressure, really.
And then your diabolical mind jumped into action and came out with all sorts of...
It did. Frankie came really quickly, actually, after the idea, and then this idea of this anger management group therapy and what could possibly go wrong if you write a list of people you should forgive, and then things, you know, go south from there. So it really was a lot of fun, and Frankie developing her, you know, even though she was angry, but I still found her really funny. I had a lot of fun, and it really was a pleasure spending time with her as my character. It really was.
Well, and the reader will find it the same way, because I did enjoy being with Frankie. I felt very, I don't know, I admired her spunk, and I understood her, and I just liked her. So that's a big winner for a writer when you write somebody that, you know, your readers can say, yeah, you know, and they'll remember her. I think they'll remember her.
I hope so. And it was a gamble, to be honest. Just like last year's book, Never Coming Home, writing from the bad guy's point of view, I knew that was a gamble. And this year, writing from Frankie's point of view, an angry woman, you know, they're not necessarily understood or accepted or widely appreciated. And that was really interesting, too. You know, how do I write this angry person, again, not for 360 pages, but who does have somebody who ends up in anger management, how do I still make them sympathetic to the reader? And that really came from character development and, as we mentioned right off the top, helping the reader understand why Frankie is angry and frustrated. It does come from her past, and the more the reader will read and discover the story, the more they'll understand why she's so ticked off.
And you are great at the reveal. You reveal a little bit at a time and keep us going. Now, aren't you a lucky person to have an agent and an editor who are so good to you?
Yes, I am. I'm incredibly fortunate, and they're wonderful. I've been with Carolyn Ford now from the Transatlantic Agency for, 5 years? 6 years? I'm not sure. Quite a long, 6 years probably, somewhere around there. And I have a new editor, Mira, actually, Dina Davis, because my former editor left the industry and works freelance now. And they are brilliant. I am in extremely great and capable hands.
This is something that, you know, for writers, if you just find the right people who spur you on, and obviously they understood you. They sort of drew this out of you. They must have known there's something more inside her,
yes,
bigger.
Exactly. I don't mind at all that. My editor said, no, that, you know, this idea is a bit too quiet, because I ended up with Frankie, which I'm really grateful for. And those other ideas, they're still in my back pocket, and I'm going to see if I can do something with them when the time is right, perhaps.
Well, you can, you know, give them some zing. And
yes, exactly.
That's what happens. It sort of ferments in your brain until it starts bubbling over. And
yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, it's so wonderful, of course, being a Canadian. do you plan to come to America sometime?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to Thriller Fest in New York on the 2nd of June.
Oh, well, that's going to be great. You know, now that we went through those pandemic years, it's sort of everything got all fogged up and messed up. Still hard to believe that we're out of it, you know?
I know. Well, I was just in Switzerland, actually, visiting my dad and my sister and family, and it felt completely normal, you know, going on the plane, being over there, coming back. It was, I mean, of course, you know, shouldn't downplay COVID. It is still very much around, but it certainly doesn't feel like 3 years ago when you and I were talking about Sister Dear that came out then in 2020, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was completely different than now. So I've never been to Thriller Fest before. I was supposed to go in 2020, but then of course COVID shut everything down. So this is my first time, and I'm really, really excited.
Oh, that's going to be fun for you. It's going to be great. It's just so wonderful when I sort of been watching how you've developed, and you know, it's just, I get so thrilled for a writer when they get to this point. Now, have your books been translated already into other languages?
They have. So let me see. The Neighbors is in Estonian and Swedish. Her Secret Son is in Estonian, and that last year's Never Coming Home will be in German. It's coming out in Germany in September and Poland as well. So that's really exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. Now, of course, you were raised in Switzerland, so you speak.
Yes.
Are you the Swiss or German or both?
So I speak Swiss, German, and German. So this is the first translation of any of my books that I will actually be able to read. So that's really, really fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, it's fantastic. And of course, going back to Switzerland for a vacation, that must have been wonderful.
It really was. The weather was awful. It rained a significant amount, but I got to see my dad. It had been a year, and we went as a family, so it really was terrific. It was lovely. I had a great time.
And so after this, you're working now on the new book already?
Yeah. So I have a romantic comedy coming out as Holly Cassidy, believe it or not, a pseudonym, on September 26th. So that's a completely different genre. It's called The Christmas Wager. It's light, it's sweet, nobody dies. It's completely different. So that's in September. And then I have another thriller, which will publish, I'd imagine, next spring. We don't have a title yet, but I can tell you it is about the rise and rather violent demise of the all-female pop rock group The Bittersweet, when one member decides that maybe this band is worth more dead than alive.
Aha! Okay, that's intriguing. Okay, again, you can get a little bit of all of the strange things in your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, after writing the romantic comedy, I was quite keen to get back to my murderous ways, and it was really fun to write, really fun.
Well, I think the Revenge List is great. It's, all your books are great, but everybody get this book, Revenge List. It's a wonderful read. You'll enjoy it, and Hannah is a great writer, and Hannah Mary McKinnon, that's your website, right?
Yes, that's right, hannahmarymckinnon.com.
Yeah, so that's all you have to know. The book's available online, and it's a great read, and people get it. And then you're going to be back here in September, so we can talk about the new book, The Christmas.
I would love that. Yes,
okay.
Let's do that. That'd
so
be fun.
I'm going to mark my calendar right away, because I will take any excuse to talk to you. And I'm still hoping that you're going to come down to Florida one day here.
Oh. I hope so too, in the not too distant future.
Yeah, well, I think you guys have to come down and get some really great Florida sunshine and have fun here. Okay, so Hannah, thank you again for joining me today on Joy on Paper. You are always a joy, and we'll see you in September.
Thank you, Pat. It's been so much fun, as always. I appreciate your support so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet. She's a doll. Bye-bye now.